On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria up to 26 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg and Polokwane 24.
There is rain across the province causing traffic everywhere. There's been an accident near Grayston Drive on the M1 northbound, queuing traffic headed north.
Germany, the sport headlines, England 1-2-3-4 as they chase down 3-20 against the Proteas, and Banyana set their sights on WAFCON glory after qualifying for the tournament.
The Madlanga Commission of Inquiry has heard that the Hawks were sent to verify a police operation at the home of murder-accused Katiso Katie Molefe. Hawks Tactical Operations Head Brigadier Lesiba Mokwena testified today, saying he acted on instructions from his superior to confirm whether Molefe's arrest in December last year was lawful.
He called me. I think, according to me, he did know that I've got a team that is movable at any time.
So those operations were led by the Political Killings Task Team, which had targeted Molefe in connection with the murder of Vereniging Engineer Armand Swart. And in Johannesburg, the Department of Public Safety warned that corrupt officials will be suspended. Public Safety MMC Mlisi Tswako says they will be targeting rogue police officers who are colluding with criminals and police operations.
When we do raids on drugs, so they will let these ones know, hey, these ones are coming and all of that. In November, let it be a stern warning that we're not going to take any nonsense from anyone.
He says JMPD is working on recruiting 500 new officers to help fight crime and lawlessness. In other news, the spokesperson for the Department of Correctional Services, Singabako Nxumalo, says an investigation has been launched after two inmates died at the Bolsmoor prison. Various officials were attacked in the incident and the victim, they tried to contain the situation.
The incident involved a stabbing attack directed at the officials, prompting the use of force in an attempt to restore order. Calm has since been restored at the facility.
And the acting CEO of the Air Traffic and Navigation Services, Matume Molola, apologized to the public for the inconvenience caused by flight delays. They were caused by a failure of the ATNS to maintain key air navigation procedures. He says the progress that the ATNS has made to date is an indication that the end of the tunnel is near.
Number one is the customer satisfaction survey. The second one is the external opinion. We have been targeting a clean audit opinion. However, we obtained an unqualified audit opinion, which is still a good opinion, but it wasn't as clean as we would have wanted it to. And the last one was the culture action plan that was also not achieved.
Then we head to news abroad. The World Health Organization says it's appalled at reports coming from Sudan. According to these reports, at least 460 patients and companions have been killed at the Saudi maternity hospital in Al Fasha. The city has recently been taken over by the paramilitary group RSF. And on a more positive note, the BBC reports that Sir David Attenborough is championing the Wildlife Trusts and Northumberland Wildlife Trust in their attempt to buy the largest area of land to be sold in the country in decades. It's at a cost of 680 million rand. Now, according to experts, it could be a 64-kilometer wild corridor. It's been the property of the Percy family for at least 700 years. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 6.